At 7:30, Barbara Bernstein hosts a candidates forum for the city council position number 3, the Dan Saltzman seat. At 9, it's movie talk with the latest on movies. At 9:30, Miriam Woodman interviews historian Estelle Friedman on the feminism here and abroad. At 10, Scott Forrester hosts a program on the future liberation of Tibet. His guest includes a member of the Northwest Tibetan Cultural Association and a Tibetan musician. And at 11, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. And that's all right here on KBOO, your community, non-corporate, volunteer-powered, and listener-sponsored radio station. And be sure to catch you at KBOO Evening News at 5 p.m. today. Thanks for joining us.
This is the community calendar for Wednesday, May 10th. Radical Women will be holding a meeting tonight from 6:30 to 9 p.m. This event will feature reports and discussion on immigrant rights organizing, reproductive justice, and other current campaigns for revolutionary social change. Bring your ideas. The meeting will be held at the Bread and Roses Center. That address is 819 North Killingsworth Street in Portland. Snacks will be available at 6 o'clock p.m. for a $3 to $6 sliding scale donation. The Bread and Roses Center is located a half block west of North Albina on North Killingsworth on bus lines number 4 and number 72. For more information, call 503-240-4462, 503-240-4462. Vancouver for Peace presents the film entitled The Doctor, The Depleted Uranium, and The Dying Children tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. This will be held at the Marshall Elementary School at 6400 MacArthur Boulevard in Vancouver, Washington. More than 1,300 tons of still radioactive depleted uranium has been used by our armed forces in Iraq. This film shows the impact of radioactive weapons. Doors open at 6:45 p.m. Movie starts at 7 with a discussion following. This event is free and open to all. However, donations to cover costs will be accepted. For more information, visit the web at vancouverforpeace.org. Mississippi Studios will be hosting a benefit concert tonight, starting at 7:30 p.m. This benefit will support the Healthy Oregon Initiative for affordable and sustainable health care for all. The event features a silent auction and performances by 12 different artists such as Peter Krebs, Sneakin' Out, Kate Power, and Steve Einhorn. Tickets are $20 and this is an ages 21 and over show. Mississippi Studios is located at 3939 North Mississippi Avenue in Portland. For more information, call 503-288-3895, 503-288-3895, and you can also visit the web at healthyoregon.net. A reminder that it's mailing night tonight for Portland Books to Prisoners from 5 to 8 p.m. These mailing nights mostly consist of responding to request letters from prisoners by putting together packages. The workspace is currently in the basement at 2362 Southeast 43rd Avenue in Portland. The address is on the right side of the house and back. Portland Books to Prisoners is an all-volunteer project dedicated to assisting in the education and literacy of people who are incarcerated. They receive and respond to all letters from people in prison by sending books in the subject areas requested. If you want to get involved but can't make mailing nights, there are lots of things that need to be done, such as taking packages to the post office, picking up books from drop boxes, organizing fundraisers, and doing outreach work. For more information about this program, email pdxbookstoprisoners@riseup.net. You've been listening to Wednesday's Community Calendar. This is Alicia Olson for KBOO, listener-sponsored community radio in Portland, Hood River, and Corvallis.
Live in the studio, Monday, May 15th on the KBOO Food Show. An interview with Eric Schlosser, author of Fast Food Nation. Tune in to hear about his new book, Chew on This, and you decide if it's too much to digest. That's 10 a.m., Monday, May 15th, on the KBOO Food Show. See you there.
Join us this Friday at 6 p.m. for Bread and Roses. The power of the princess. Join us as we discuss the Princess Icon and its power to captivate the imaginations of girls across generations, shaping perceptions of self, womanhood, and destiny. Now a billion-dollar business, what messages are passed down? We'll also take a humorous and analytical look at this country's own princess icon, Miss America. That's this Friday at 6 p.m. on KBOO.
I want to be princess. Hey, that's my...